just keep pushing it and kick as much as I can to, you know, keep my leg as fresh as possible. But we got to get reps with the whole unit, you know, the three of us, just and switching those two guys, and just, you know, feel as comfortable as I can with them and trust each one of them. And once we get into the games, and, you know, I think family night will be a good night to get out in the stadium, and you know, maybe if they have any jitters, we can work some stuff out and make sure that you know, that we're ready to go once the season starts.
Do you get caught up in the numbers? You know, you made 6 out of 11, I think, and, you know, it's training camp kicks. Is there too much emphasis put on that? Or,
you know, well, these first couple of days, you know, I think we're working on some stuff. We're you know, working out some kinks that you know, we haven't worked together at times. So it's one of those that we're still trying to find, you know, that rhythm with one another, and it's one of those that we'll just keep working at it. And you know, it's a long camp, and we're just gonna keep pressing to make kicks. And I'm just gonna, that's my philosophy this whole year. This whole training camp is just make them however I can. And you know, today Wynn got me a couple times. I thought, you know, The one on the left was pretty close, and you know, the one on the right just didn't come back for me. You know, wind was a little tricky over there, so it's one of those that you learn, and it's practice, and we have to adjust and be better tomorrow.
Where do you put your confidence level? I mean, is it as high as it's ever been? Or
I feel great. I feel great with my approach. I feel great with how I'm, you know, I'm approaching the game and how I'm kicking, and just, you know. When we go off individually, everything's good. We just have to carry that over into our team periods, because you know, tempo gets a little bit, nerves get a little bit you know, different, and we just got to make sure the whole operation is perfect so that everything's as fluid as possible. And you know, then that just is going to take a little time here in camp. You know, get used to it, and we're going to move forward. But I feel good with how I'm approaching the thing, and I do feel very confident right now.
So how hard is it to learn how to be a good holder? I mean, I know you've never had to learn to be a holder.
Yeah.
But maybe how hard is it to teach guys what you're looking for, especially Chris, who's never, I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
I think they drop kicks.
Yeah, they do. They do. But he's I mean, he's eager to learn. He's eager to just, you know, adapt and do whatever. And you know, both him and Tim are doing a great job of just whatever I feel necessary and what I feel like we need. And we're working together to make it as seamless as possible between the two of them, because that's the biggest thing, is bouncing from one guy to the next. The difference in and maybe where they catch the ball, the styles, and you know, it's one of those just timing things. So as we keep getting reps, you know, here in camp, the timing's gonna get better and better. And I think, you know, luckily we have a couple weeks before a game, and we'll just, you know, family night will be a good night to kind of get out on the field and, you know, get that first feeling of that. And then, you know, I feel good with how we're working individually. We just need to carry that over in the team period.
The thing that I don't understand, like, all right, you had John, mm-hmm. you had a great relationship with him, and then he gets cut at the end of that mm-hmm. opening camp, and so they go to Matt. Right?
Yeah.
And Matt seemed to do a good job in 08, yeah. most of 09. When you guys made the switch last year from Matt mm-hmm. to Jeremy, was that the coach's call? Was that something that you wanted them to do?
You know, the coaches made the decision there, yeah. And we, you know, we had Frost, you know, before Flynn for, I think it was like 12 games. So, you know, and that year after John. So it was, you know, it was another punter. And then we went to Matt, and then, you know, Matt carried over. And, yeah, he did a good job. We didn't get a ton of reps together. It's tough kind of, you know, with his other duties as a quarterback. Sometimes it just didn't feel like we were working as much together. But coaches made the decision, and we're going to work with these punters. And we're, you know, they're young guys. We got to, you know, make them feel comfortable, and it's a confidence we're holding as much as it is for me confidence in them and trusting them. They have to trust themselves that they're gonna, you know, catch the ball with laces out and get it down, because, you know, Brett's good enough to give them that.